pray in silence. Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus, let's commence our morning prayer. Let's sing him 168. Sing him 168. Bishop, please. In Christ, we are Christian soldiers. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12, verse 41. Verse 41. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, on the very same day, it came to pass that all the armies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. Because of the 10 plagues, Pharaoh should let the God's people go. However, in the eyesight of Egyptians, the Israel, they are just a group of slaves. But here mentioned, they are the armies of the law. They are the armies of the law. In the same token, today we might have different identities in the society. However, we are the armies of God. It is very important how do we define ourselves. Here mentioned the Israel people. They are the armies of God. But how did they see themselves? Let's turn to Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13, verse 32. Numbers chapter 13. Verse 32. 32, and they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they have spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies in is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. 33. There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak, came from the giants. And we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight. The first time they came to the border of the land of Canaan, and 10 of 12 spies, they bared the bad report. They saw themselves still the slaves, like the slaves in the Egypt. They are not the armies of the law. If they were the armies of law, they would say, let's go. Let's enter the land of Canaan. But here, they say, no. We cannot. We are not the armies of the law. So for this reason, they could not enter the Canaan at that time. So could we do this? Could we do that? Are we able? It depends on ourselves. Do we think about we are the Christian soldiers. The other example, David and Goliath. In Goliath's eyesight, David, he is a young man. He is a young shepherd. But David, he knows, I'm the children of God. I I fight for God's name. I fight for God's glory. So we can see David, he made it. Let's turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Here Paul say, we are more than conquerors. So we should be more than conquerors. We are Christian soldiers. The Israel people, they face the Canaanites. They occupied the promised land. The second time, when they came to the border of Canaan, the first city they faced is Jericho. It's a big, strong city. The same like 40 years ago, the strong men lived in the Jericho. So they still face the greatest challenge. So today, in the same way, the difficulties in front of us are just like the city of Jericho. But if we realize we are the Christian soldiers, we should have this confidence. Yes, I can make it. The challenge will ask us, can you do it? We should answer, yes, I can make it, because I am the Christian soldier. We should be more than conquer. What difficulties, what challenges in front of us? First, we should overcome the world. How big the world? We should overcome the world. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. Verse 15. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Verse 15, do not love the world, all the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Do not love the world, it means we should overcome the world. So what is the world? 16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of eyes, and the pride of life, it is not of the Father, but it is of the world. So actually, what is the world? The world is ourself. The lust of the flesh, the lust of eyes, and the pride of life, all of this in us. If we do not overcome our sinful nature, and we cannot overcome the world. Verse 17. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. There's always the struggle in us. God's will. God's teachings, our own desire, our sinful nature. Many people say, "I just born like this. How can I do? I'm this. This is I born with this kind of character. I can't." However, we are Christian soldiers. We are more than conquerors. So we can overcome the world. We can overcome ourselves. We should overcome tribulation. Let's turn to Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14, verse 22. Acts chapter 14, verse 22. Verse 22, Paul and Barnabas strengthened the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith and saying, "We must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God." In Paul's time, we know what is the tribulation for them. They are minority in the society. For many people, it seems they establish a new religion. And their religion, it seems very strange, very different from others. They became strangers among their relatives, their friends, the society. They needed keep their faith. So there are so many conflicts in their life. So before Paul and Barnabas left that area, this is their encouragement. You should overcome the tribulations. The tribulations can be different in different ways in our life. In our society, we might not have that kinds of tribulations, but we don't know when this kind of tribulation will happen to us. But I believe we have different kinds of tribulation in our life. So we are Christian soldiers. We should overcome the tribulations. The purpose of the tribulation is want to defeat our faith. The tribulation will make us to give up our integrity. But we are Christian soldiers. We should overcome the tribulation. We should overcome the work of Satan. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. First Peter chapter 5, verse 8. "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." In Peter's time, he say, "Be sober, be wake up." We do have; they did have invisible enemies, the Satan, the devil. So in the same way, today, we should know Satan is still working in this world. Even we are the children of God, the Satan is still find a way to attack us. But we know we belong to the light. We are no longer in the darkness. So the light is always can overcome the darkness. No matter how dark is, as long as has a little light, and it will overcome the darkness. Verse 9, resist him steadfast in faith, knowing that the same suffering are experienced by your brethren in the world. We should resist him. In the book of James, chapter 4, verse 7, the same encouragement. We cannot just have the knowledge. Yes, they are devils, Satan, in the spiritual realm. Furthermore, we should resist the devil. We should overcome the work of Satan. It's not necessary we pertain everything to the Satan. But we should have this kind of sense. Satan is working in this world. And we, Christian soldiers, we should resist him. We should overcome the work of Satan. We should overcome the Satan of death. Let's turn to Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, verse 23. Verse 23. Except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that the chains and the tribulation await me. 24. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. The tongue of Apostle Paul is like, if I die, I die. For the God's business, he knew something bad will happen when he went to the Jerusalem. But he also knew clearly this is the journey Lord Jesus wants him to go. So he could overcome the threat of the death, the death. Thank God, in our life, we might not encounter this kind of threat. But it reminds us we should overcome some issues we are like in our life. Because we treat some activities or some issues is very, very important in our life. It's just like our our life. But for some reason, sometimes we need to sacrifice that activities, that issues, for the sake of the business of God. So we should overcome the threat of the death. People say, time is life. Time is life. So how do we manage our time? How many portion of our time belong to Jesus? So in the First Timothy, Paul keeps encouraging Timothy to fight the good fight. So we are Christian soldiers. Yes, we can fight good fight. So how could we be more than conquer? How could we be more than conquer? Jesus has recognized we are Christian soldier. So yes, just like David, I can beat down Goliath. Yes, I can be. We can be more than conquer. Because Lord Jesus has recognized we are the Christian soldier. But on the other hand, we should do something. How could we be more than conquer? Rely on God. Yes, that is the foundation. Rely on God. By God's grace, we can do all things. Let's turn back to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Verse 37, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Because the love of Lord Jesus Christ, so we are more than conquerors. The love of God. So Apostle Paul, he say, the love of Jesus compels me. So we should let love of Lord Jesus Christ compels us. How could we have love of Lord Jesus compel us? We need to count the blessings of God. There are so many God's blessings in our family, in our life. We should count it again and again. And how could we have love of God to compare us through our faith? Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 16. He will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. First, let the spirit work on us, on our inner man. 17, that Christ made the world in your heart through faith, that you've been rooted and grounded in love. Through our faith, we are filled with the Holy Spirit, and then we are rooted and grounded in love. So love related to the faith. Verse 18, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth, and the height, the height. When we are rooted, grounded in Jesus' love, through the faith, so we can comprehend Jesus' love. We know the one of the main themes in the Bible is God's love. There are so many people read the Bible, but indeed, how many people they comprehend God's love? This is related to faith. Verse 20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. If we comprehend the God's love, and love will make a great power. Here mentioned is the power is above all that we ask or think. The power of the Lord Jesus work in us, so we can more than conquer. So in our prayer, we ask God to increase our faith. In our prayer, we pray in faith. So we will comprehend Jesus' love. So we can compare, can be compared by the love of Lord Jesus Christ. So we have the confidence. I am the Christian soldier. I can be more than conqueror. Let's come forward and pray together.